Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome, or welcome back if you were just listening to Match 16. This is 1340 AM at WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of February 8th. We just finished Match 16, and we are live here with Match 17 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and our producer still behind the booth is Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, it's still me. Still here.
Still you. Yep. Still you. You're still here.
Yep.
All right. In today's match, we have Akron, coached by David Melly, Lockport, coached by Joe Sparrow, and Roy Hart, coached by John Reith. Let's take a moment to see who's on each team. We'll start here with Akron. Who do we have?
Hi, I'm Luke. I'm a freshman, and I'm still pressing the buzzer with my left pointer finger.
I'm Ava. I'm a sophomore, and I'm still pressing the buzzer with my right middle finger.
I'm Matt. I'm a junior, and my favorite finger to press a button with, still my left thumb.
The left thumb. All right. Well, it worked for you guys in Match 16, so don't change the fingers there. All right. And Captain Matt, any news from Akron?
Yeah. All right. Greetings from Akron, New York, the sweetest place on earth. Akron's musical, Mamma Mia, is quickly approaching, with shows on March 1st and 2nd. The lead roles are filled by Kat Rischka and Mira Krayer, both returning to the stage. Our winter sports seasons are coming to a close. Great job, Tigers, on successful seasons. And shout out to Randy in the booth.
Yeah, Randy loves it when he gets those shout outs. So I'm sure he's got a big smile on his face right now. All right, excellent. On to Lockport. Who do we have here on Lockport?
Hi, I'm Fenn Wilcox. I'm a senior at Lockport, and I'm hoping we do better than last time.
I'm Owen Berger. I'm a sophomore, and I play trombone.
And I'm Ian Crest. I'm a junior, and I'm in pit band for our school's musical.
All right, excellent. And Captain Owen, any news from Lockport?
Yeah. Lots of sports are going on. Varsity boys swimming takes on Niagara Falls in their pool. Varsity girls hockey plays in the quarterfinals tonight. Varsity boys play at Ken East as well. On Friday, the varsity boys hockey faces off against Niagara Wheatfield at Cornerstone Arena. Varsity girls basketball tips off against North Tonawanda at 6:30 in the Lions Den. Indoor track is at Pioneer on Saturday, and varsity boys basketball plays Grand Island Saturday night. The Warlocks 1507 Lockport Robotics are having a meat raffle this Saturday, February 10th, at 6525 Ward Road in Sanborn. Besides meat, there will be a ton of other prizes you can win. Spring musical rehearsals for Beauty and the Beast will continue. The musical will be on stage late March. All counties tomorrow. And Lockport High School has been celebrating Black History Month with numerous events both during the school day and after school as well.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. And last but not least, Roy Hart, who do we have here?
I'm Alexander Ova. I'm a senior, and my favorite number is 50.
Well, I'm Kevin Vandenbosch. I'm a sophomore. My favorite number is the square root of 2.
Hello, I'm Joshua Kennedy. I'm a senior, and my favorite number is 4. I'd like to give a shout-out to Wolf Maple Products.
Wolf Maple? What is Wolf Maple Products?
It's a maple farm that my friend's family owns in Middleport, New York.
Oh, very cool. All right. So they make maple syrup?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. All right. And Captain Joshua, any news from Roy Hart?
Well, next week is our Winter Sports Spirit Week, and on next Friday evening will be our semi-formal home snowball dance. And right now our school is preparing to show our musical Freaky Friday, March 15th, 16th, and 17th.
All right. Excellent. All right. So those are our schools and our teams. Let's see. Did I thank our sponsors already? Niagara's Choice Credit Union, thank you. Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, Confer Plastics, big thank you to all those sponsors for making this possible. And thank you for Cornerstone Arena for supplying these Ice Jam and public skate tickets for all the participants tonight. All right, let's get started here with the first of three rounds. Round one will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every 3 buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points reserved only for that school to answer. answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round one with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. Let's get started here with our first buzzer question. All right, for 5 points, the second biggest city in its state, it's the home of Case Western Reserve University. This port of entry to Lake Erie is situated at the mouth of the Cuyahoga River. What is it? The second biggest city in its state, home of Case Western Reserve University. This port of entry... All right, Luke from Akron.
Is it Buffalo?
Buffalo, no. This port of entry to Lake Erie is situated at the mouth of the Cuyahoga River. What is it? Roy Hart or Lockport, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, no. And Lockport, a chance at this before we move on. I'll give you a moment. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, close. We were looking for Cleveland. Cleveland, all right. Next question. All right, for 5 points, name the Arizona city that's home to the University of Northern Arizona and popular along Route 66 for its proximity to the Grand Canyon. Name the Arizona city. All right, we've got Joshua from Roy Hart.
Phoenix.
Phoenix, no. Akron or Lockport, a chance at this. Home to the University of Northern Arizona and popular along Route 66 for its proximity to the Grand Canyon. Name the Arizona city. I'll give you another moment before we move on. All right, we've got Luke from Akron.
North Phoenix.
North Phoenix, no. And Lockport, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Temple.
Temple, nope. The answer, Flagstaff. All right, next question. For 5 points, only one U.S. president was sworn in on both the old inauguration date of March 4th and the present one, January 20th. Only one U.S. president was sworn in on both of those dates. Which president? All right, we have Ava from Akron.
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson, no. All right, Joshua from Roy Hart.
Polk.
Polk, no. And Lockport, a chance at this one. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland, no. We were looking for FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. All right, next question. For 5 points, the government of Laos asked for U.S. airstrikes to stop the northern Vietnamese from using the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Which U.S. president approved this so-called secret war? All right, Matt from Akron.
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, no. Lockport or Roy Hart, a chance at this. The government of Laos asked for U.S. airstrikes to stop the North Vietnamese from using the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Which U.S. president approved? And we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Kennedy.
Kennedy, no. Lockport, a chance at this one. Give you a moment. All right, we're going to move on. LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson. Oh, LBJ, all right. Next question. All right, for 5 points. This amendment was the subject of the Supreme Court cases U.S. versus v. Miller and Presser v. Illinois. It states that the security of a free state relies on a well-regulated militia. Name it. All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Is it the Second Amendment?
Second Amendment is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Akron. All right, next question. For 5 points, this small kingdom consists of a peninsula and 482 nearby islands. In the 17th and 18th centuries, Sweden defeated this country in several wars for the control of the Baltic Sea. And we've got Joshua from Royhart.
Denmark?
Yes, Denmark is correct. 5 points there to Royhart. All right, next question for 5 points. Julius Caesar defeated Vercingetorix, the leader of what Celtic people residing in what is now France? And we have Luke from Akron.
Gaul.
Gaul is correct, yes. 5 points there to Akron. All right, next question. For 5 points, identify this Spanish word commonly used in English that came to Spanish from Arabic, a four-letter word, a synonym for couch. And we have Ava from Akron.
Sofa.
Sofa is correct. 5 points there to Akron. That brings Akron to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Akron, for 15 possible points. Recite the first 10 words of Silent Night. Recite the first 10 words of Silent Night. I will give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
And that is correct. Yeah, 15 points there to Akron. And we return now to a buzzer question. All right, back open for anyone to answer for 5 points. Evaluate the polynomial 6x cubed plus 3y minus 6 if x is 2 and y is 3. Once again, 6x cubed plus 3y minus 6 if x is 2 and y is 3. All right, we have Ava from Akron.
16.
16, no. 6x cubed plus 3y minus 6 if x is 2 and y is 3. Give you another moment to try to calculate that. All right, we have Owen from Lockport.
52.
52, no. And Joshua from Royhart.
51.
51 is correct, yes. 5 points there to Royhart, and we move to the next question. All right, for 5 points, Johnny Ive was promoted to the position of CDO, Chief Design Officer, a position almost on a level with CFO or CEO, since he has nearly as much influence. Ive was the design vice president of what company, headquartered in Cupertino, California? Johnny Ive. All right, we have Joshua from Royhart.
Apple.
Apple is correct, yeah. 5 points there to Royhart. And here is your bonus question, Royhart, for 15 possible points. Consider complete sets of the autographs of the U.S. presidents, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and the signers of the Constitution. Which set contains the most names? So you have the three choices here. The full set of autographs of the U.S. presidents, you have the signers of the Declaration of Independence, and you have the signers of the Constitution. Which of those three contains the most names? I will give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Presidents.
Presidents is not correct. The answer, Declaration of Independence. Declaration of Independence. And let's see how many signatures that is. Independence signatures. 56 is, yeah, I think 56 is, yes, 56. 56 signatures on the Declaration of Independence, just if you were curious there. All right, so we return now to a buzzer question. All right, 4 or 5 points. Open for anyone here. This country is described in the book The Quiet American by Graham Greene. Its flag displays a yellow star on a red background. And we have Matt from Akron.
China.
China, no. And we have Owen from Lockport.
Soviet Union.
Soviet Union, no. And Joshua from Royhart.
Vietnam.
Vietnam is correct. Yes, 5 points there to Royhart. All right, next question. For 5 points, it's not the most imaginative occupation for a mathematician, but is constantly in demand and therefore pays well. Name this job title for a professional who uses statistical data to compute risks and life expectancies for insurance companies. All right, Joshua from Roy Hart.
Actuary?
Actuary, yeah, is correct. 5 points there to Roy Hart. All right, next question. 4 or 5 points. This Mississippian, known for her love of the South, won a Pulitzer Prize for her optimist's daughter. Can you name her? Once again, this Mississippian, known for her love of the South, won a Pulitzer Prize for her optimist's daughter. Can you name her? All right, Luke from Akron.
Pinkus Promise.
Pinkus Promise, nope. That is not correct. Lockport or Roy Hart, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer, Eudora Welty. Eudora Welty. All right, next question. For 5 points, if they were permitted to compete in the 100-meter dash, they would break the record as they could do it in about 3 seconds, and the other competitors would run the risk of being eaten. What are these? And we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Cheetah.
Cheetah is correct. Yeah, 5 points to Roy Hart. And that brings Roy Hart to another bonus question. So this is just for you, Roy Hart, for 15 possible points. Wheels with regularly spaced raised segments around their edges that are used to transmit power are called what? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Cogs.
Cogs? No, we were looking for gears. Gears. All right. Wait.
What's the difference between a cog and a gear?
Cog and a gear. Let me see if they're synonymous. Cog versus gear. Gears are wheels that have teeth or cogs around the edges. The cogs of one gear fit into the cogs of another. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. Back to our buzzer question for 5 points. Back open for anyone. Consider these novel titles, The Sun Also Rises, The Bell Jar, To the Lighthouse. What do their authors have in common as to how they died? All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Natural causes?
Natural causes? No. Joshua from Roy Hart.
Suicide.
Suicide is correct. 5 points there to Roy Hart. And that brings us to the audio question. So grab the blank paper and writing utensil there in front of you. I will ask a question related to an audio excerpt. I'll play the excerpt for you. I'll ask the question again, and then I'll put 10 seconds on the clock. During that time, feel free to discuss the answer with your team and then lock in the answer by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question here for 30 points is... He was one of the foremost piano virtuosos of the 19th century. Berlioz conducted the premiere of this concerto with the composer at the piano. Listen to the opening notes and name the composer. Once again, he was one of the foremost piano virtuosos of the 19th century. Berlioz conducted the premiere of this concerto with the composer at the piano. Listen to the opening notes and name the composer. I'll give you 10 seconds to lock in your answer. All right, it looks like everyone's locked in, so we're going to start here with Akron, Gershwin, Lockport, Bach, and Roy Hart, Chopin. The answer here, Franz Liszt. Franz Liszt, tricky one, so those points will go unawarded, and that'll do it for round one. So we're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is match 17 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings accounts, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Do you ever have trouble sleeping? I'm Frank Moreno, and I am going to be your cure for insomnia. If you ever find yourself awake at night from 1 to 5 a.m., then you've got to turn me on right here on Hometown WLVL 1340 AM. Because on the other side of midnight, we'll either put you back to sleep or make you glad you woke up here on Hometown WLVL 1340.
Injured? Hardy Marble, your Lockport injury attorneys.
I'm attorney Jim Hardy from Hardy Marble. If you've been injured on the job, call me at 433-5555.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org.
Class is back in session. Welcome back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 17 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all the contestants tonight with Ice Jam tickets and public skate tickets. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and today we have Akron coached by David Melly, Lockport coached by Joe Sparrow, and Roy Hart coached by John Reith. So after round one, the current score is Roy Hart takes an early lead with 35, followed by Akron 30 and Lockport 0. Once again, Roy Hart 35, Akron 30, Lockport 0. And we have two more rounds to go. So let's get started here with the second of the three rounds. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Remember, during the speed rounds, you may discuss the answer with your team, and it'll be the job of the captain to relay the answer to me. The team with the fewest number of points after round one will get the privilege of going first. So Lockport, you get to choose your category first. The categories are finish the sentence, finish the Christmas quotation, obituaries, and operas. So take a moment, discuss, and let me know which category you'd like.
Finish the sentence.
Christmas.
I mean, I'm up for either.
Christmas?
Finish the Christmas sentence.
All right. Finish the Christmas quotation. All right. So I will give you the person who said the quotation, and then I'll give you the quotation, and you're just going to fill in the blank where I say blank. I'll start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Your category, once again, Lockport, is finish the Christmas quotation, and your first question is Helen Keller. The only real blind person at Christmas time is he who has not Christmas in his blank.
Hart.
Hart is correct. Next question. Thomas Tusser. At Christmas, play and make good cheer, for Christmas comes but once a blank.
Year.
That is correct. Next question. Dr. Seuss, what if Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store? What if Christmas perhaps means a little bit blank?
More.
That is correct. Next question. Charlotte Carpenter, remember, if Christmas isn't found in your heart, you won't find it under the blank.
Tree.
That is correct. Next question. Mary Ellen Chase, Christmas, children, is not a date. It is a state of blank.
Pass.
All right, next question. Helen Rice, peace on earth will come to stay when we live Christmas every blank.
Day.
That is correct. Next question. Bing Crosby, unless we make Christmas an occasion to share our blessings, all the snow in Alaska won't make it blank.
White.
That is correct. Next question. Marjorie Holmes, at Christmas all roads lead blank.
Home.
That is correct. Next question. Catherine Whitehorn, from a commercial point of view, if Christmas did not exist, it would be necessary to blank, blank, double blank. I'll read that to you one more time. From a commercial point of view, if Christmas did not exist, it would be necessary to blank, blank.
Pass.
All right, pass. All right. We move now to Akron. Akron, your choices are finish the sentence, obituaries, and operas.
Finish the sentence.
Finish the sentence. All right.
Yeah.
Once again, I'll start that 60-second timer after I ask the first question. So once again, Akron, your category is finish the sentence. The first question is, the oil that's the cold-pressed result of the first pressing of olives is extra blank.
Virgin.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. The First Amendment guarantees the right of the people to peaceably blank.
Protest.
That is incorrect. Next question. A professional valuation of property is called an blank.
Estimate.
Incorrect. Next question. In 2006, Serbia confirmed the dissolution of Serbia and blank.
Kosovo.
Incorrect. Next question. Due to legends of riches, a group of Zuni villages was called the Seven Cities of blank.
Gold.
Incorrect. Next question. In 2005, the Angels changed their full name to the Los Angeles Angels of blank.
Pass.
All right. Pablo Casals would start his day playing one of Bach's suites for unaccompanied blank.
Children.
Children. Incorrect. Next question. A business structure in which the owner is personally responsible for debts is called a sole blank.
Ownership.
Incorrect. Next question. Since 1958, France's government, and I will let you answer this one. In 1958, France's government has been the fifth blank.
Richest.
Riches, incorrect, and that'll do it for your category. So we move now to Roy Hart. Your categories are obituaries and operas.
Obituaries.
Obituaries, all right. So for this one, Roy Hart, I'll give you the date and the location, and you name the deceased, all right? Once again, Roy Hart, your category is obituaries. The first question is April 30th, 1945, a bunker in Berlin, Germany.
Hitler.
That is correct. Next question, May 5th, 1821, the island of St. Helena.
Napoleon.
That is correct. Next question, October 21st, 1805, on board the Victory west of Cape Trafalgar, Spain.
Pass.
June 25th, 1876, on a knoll in Bighorn, Montana.
Andrew Jackson.
Incorrect. Next question. June 6, 1968, in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles.
Marilyn Monroe.
Incorrect. Next question. December 8, 1980, near the Dakota Building in New York City.
Pass.
April 4, 1968, the Lorraine Motel, Memphis, Tennessee.
MLK.
That is correct. Next question. June 10, 323 BC, in the Palace of Nebuchadnezzar II of Babylon.
Pass.
August 17th, 1987, Spandau Prison in Berlin.
Pass.
July 22nd, 1934, outside the Biograph Theater in Chicago. And I'll give you a chance to answer that. July 22nd, 1934, outside the Biograph Theater in Chicago.
Pass.
Pass. All right. Now we enter into the redemption buzzer portion. I will ask all the incorrectly answered questions of the speed round, and I will ask them in the same order that they appear during the speed round. So I will announce every time I clear the buzzers, and if you know the answer, buzz in before I even start asking the question. Let's get started. I'll clear the buzzers for the first question. All right, and who got to that first? Joshua from Roy Hart.
Mind.
Mind is correct. The question was Mary Ellen Chase. Christmas, children, is not a date. It's a state of mind. All right, clearing the buzzers. Catherine Whitehorn, from a commercial point of view. All right, we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Start anew.
Start anew, no. From a commercial point of view, if Christmas did not exist, it would be necessary to blank blank. All right, we have Ava from Akron.
Raise prices.
Raise prices, no. And Lockport, a chance at this before we move on. Give you one more moment. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Find family.
Find family, nope. The answer to this one, invent it. Invent it, all right. Next question. Let's see. I will clear the buzzers. All right, Alex from Roy Hart.
Assemble.
Assemble is correct. The question was, the First Amendment guarantees the right of the people to peaceably assemble. 10 points there to Roy Hart. Clearing the buzzers. A professional valuation of property is called an... All right, Fenn from Lockport.
Appraisal?
Yes, appraisal is correct. 10 points there to Lockport. All right, clearing the buzzers. In 2006, Serbia confirmed the dissolution of Serbia and blank. In 2006, Serbia confirmed the dissolution of Serbia and blank. We have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Croatia?
Croatia, no. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Bosnia?
Bosnia, no. Akron, a chance at this. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Matt from Akron.
Slovakia.
Slovakia, no. The answer here, Montenegro. All right, next question. Clearing the buzzers. Due to legends of riches, a group of Zuni villages was called the Seven Cities of blank. Give this one another moment before we move on. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Gold.
Gold, no. All right, Joshua from Roy Hart.
Diamond.
Diamond, no. Akron, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we have Luke from Akron.
The dead.
The dead, no. This was another tricky one. The answer here, Cibola. Cibola, okay. Next question, clearing the buzzers. In 2005, the Angels changed their full name to the Los Angeles Angels of blank. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Baseball?
Baseball, no. All right, Ava from Akron.
Heaven?
Heaven, no. And Roy Hart, a chance at this. All right, Joshua from Roy Hart.
Love.
Love, nope. Anaheim, Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. All right, clearing the buzzers for the next one. Pablo Casals would start his day playing one of Bach's suites for... All right, we have Ava from Akron.
Cellos?
Cello, yes, that is correct. 10 points there to Akron. All right, clearing the buzzers. For 10 points, a business structure in which... All right, we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Sole proprietorship.
Yeah, that is correct. Proprietorship, 10 points there to Roy Hart, and clearing the buzzers for 10 points. Since 1958, France's government has been the fifth blank. All right, we have Ava from Akron.
Smallest.
Smallest, no. And we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Largest economy.
No. Wow. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Member of the EU?
No, it has been the Fifth Republic. Fifth Republic. All right, clearing the buzzers for the next question. October 21st, 1805, on board the Victory west of Cape Trafalgar, Spain. Give this one a moment before we move on. All right, we have Matt from Akron.
King Philip IV.
A note. All right, and we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
Blackbeard.
Blackbeard, no. And Lockport, a chance at this. We'll give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. Horatio Nelson is that one. All right, clearing the buzzers. June 25th, 1876, on a knoll in Bighorn, Montana. All right, we have Ian from Lockport.
Custer.
Yeah, that's correct. George Armstrong Custer. 10 points there to Lockport, and I will clear the buzzers. All right, June 6th, 1968, in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. June 6th, 1968, in the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. All right, we have Luke from Akron.
Was it Kennedy?
Can you be more specific?
John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy, no. And Josh from Roy Hart.
Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy is what we were looking for there. Yeah, 10 points there to Roy Hart and clearing the buzzers. All right. For 10 points, December. All right. And we have Matt from Akron.
John Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon is correct. The question was December 8th, 1980, near the Dakota Building in New York City. John Lennon. 10 points there to Akron. Clearing the buzzers. All right, June 10th, 323 BC, in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar II of Babylon. We have Matt from Akron.
Alexander the Great.
That is exactly correct. Alexander the Great, 10 points there to Akron. All right, next question. All right, for 10 points, August 17th, 1987, Spandau Prison in Berlin. August 17th, 1987, Spandau Prison in Berlin. All right, we've got Matt from Akron.
Joseph Stalin.
Joseph Stalin, no. On Lockport or Roy Hart, a chance at this. I'll give you a moment. All right, Camden from Roy Hart.
Strauss.
Strauss, no. And Lockport, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer to this one, Rudolf Hess. All right, and final question. Buzzers have been cleared. July 22nd, 1934, outside the Biograph Theater in Chicago. Give this one a moment before we move on. All right, Joshua from Roy Hart.
FDR.
FDR, no. One more moment. All right, Matt from Akron.
Calvin Coolidge.
Calvin Coolidge, no. And Lockport, a chance at this. I'll give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. John Dillinger was the answer to that one. All right, and that'll do it for round two. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 17 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
This is your smiling guy here for Tradio. From 9:15 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can sell your goodies. Three items, doesn't matter how much you want to charge. It's all great here on Tradio. And you can send me emails if you don't want to get on the radio. Tradio at WLVL.com. Tradio at WLVL.com. Your smiling guy is well on his way to becoming the world's best friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the radio. WLVL 1340 AM. Streaming worldwide at WLVL.com.
Want to save money and support local business at the same time? Then tune in to Dial a Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Get great deals for your favorite local businesses. Save on pizza, wings, spa treatments, oil changes, clothing, and flowers, just to name a few. Who doesn't love saving money and supporting local business? Just get that dialing finger ready and call in when you hear the deal you want. You do the dialing, we'll do the dealing. That's Dial a Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Streaming live at WLVL.com.
Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL, and we are live with Match 17 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and we have just finished rounds 1 and 2. The current score is Roy Hart maintains their lead with 105, followed by Lockport 90 and Akron 70. So it's a very close game here. Once again, Roy Hart 105, Lockport 90, Akron 70. Really, it's anyone's game here, and we've got a lot of points to give away in round 3. Round 3 is a buzzer round, similar to round 1, except now there are 8 buzzer questions worth 10 points each, and after every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. So let's get started here with the first question of round 3. All right, for 10 points, what name was given to the massacre at the Tsar's St. Petersburg Palace in 1905? And we have Matt from Akron.
Bloody Sunday.
Bloody Sunday is correct. 10 points there to Akron and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, Akron, for 20 possible points. In the fall of 1989, scientists found an unusual fossil, the bones of the hind legs of a mammal. This animal, which once walked on all four legs, now has only the vestiges of these limbs in flippers and a pelvis. What is this animal? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Whale.
Yes, whale is correct. 20 points there to Akron, and we return to a buzzer question. All right. For 10 points, open to anyone here. Photosynthesis first emerged as a life process during which geological era? Photosynthesis first emerged. We have Matt from Akron.
Mesozoic.
Mesozoic, no. Photosynthesis first emerged, and we have Owen from Lockport.
Paleolithic.
A Paleolithic, no. And that leaves Roy Hart a chance at this. Photosynthesis first emerged as a life process during which geological era? Give you one more moment before we move on. All right, Camden from Roy Hart.
Cambrian.
Cambrian, close. Precambrian was what we were looking for. All right, we'll move to the next question. All right, for 10 points here, Japan unexpectedly attacked the United States on December 7th, 1941. What nation unexpectedly attacked what other nation on June 22nd, 1941? So what nation unexpectedly? All right, we have Camden from
Nazi
Roy Hart.
Germany and the USSR.
That is correct. Yeah, Germany attacked the Soviet Union. 10 points there too. Roy Hart, and here is your bonus question for 20 possible points, Roy Hart. On what earlier alphabet is the Cyrillic alphabet largely based? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Phonetic.
Phonetic. No, we were looking for Greek for that. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, open for anyone here for 10 points. It was the name of a wooden statue in Troy, which protected the city as long as it remained there. It is also the name of the chemical element with atomic number 46. What's the common name? All right, Alex from Roy Hart.
Mercury.
Mercury, no. Lockport or Akron, a chance at this. It was the name of a wooden statue. All right, Matt from Akron.
Titanium.
Titanium, no. And Lockport, a chance at this one. The name of a wooden statue in Troy, which protected the city as long as it remained there. It is also the name of the chemical element with atomic number 46. What's the common name? All right, Owen from Lockport.
Beryllium?
Beryllium, nope. We were looking for palladium for that one. No. All right, next question. All right, for 10 points, an example of this occurred between Ed Armbrister and Carlton Fisk in the 1975 World Series, but it wasn't called. In chess, it refers to sacrificially placing a piece in front of an endangered piece. We have a Matt from Akron.
Gambit.
Gambit, no. We have a Joshua from Roihart.
Blunder.
Blunder, no. And so Lockport, a chance at this. What is this term that in physics refers to the phenomenon that requires two or more waves to pass simultaneously through the same region in a medium? Hold on. You already buzzed in,
oh,
Roihart.
Oh, my bad.
Yep, so only Lockport can buzz in if they want to. And I'll give you a moment before we move on. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Trap.
Trap, no. We were looking for interference for that. All right, and next question. For 10 points, you'll need performers who are particularly strong in this area if you want to stage shows such as Fame, Billy Elliot, and A Chorus Line. What is this activity? All right, Matt from Akron.
Singing.
Singing, no. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Dancing.
Dancing, yes, is correct. 10 points there to Lockport and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, Lockport, for 20 possible points. What international police organization was taken over by the Gestapo in 1938 following the Nazi occupation of Austria? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss. What international police organization was taken over by the Gestapo?
Interpol?
Yeah, that is correct. Interpol. 20 points there to Lockport. And we return to a buzzer question. All right, for 10 points, 95% of Hungary's people are descended from these medieval invaders of the Carpathian Basin who conquered the region in the late 800s. What? All right, we have Joshua from Roihart.
Mongols?
Mongols, no. The late 800s. What is their name? A name the Hungarian people use today to refer to themselves. Akron. All right, Matt from Akron.
Anglicans.
Anglicans, no. And Lockport, a chance at this if you want it. I'll give you a moment. All right, Owen from Lockport.
Bavarian.
Bavarian, nope. Tricky one here. We're looking for Magyars. All right, and our final buzzer question. For 10 points, what political philosophy expounded by Jean-Jacques Rousseau held that at an early stage of human development, men tacitly agree to surrender their personal freedom of action in return for rights which society would protect? What? All right, and we have Joshua from Roihart.
Enlightenment?
Enlightenment, no. What political philosophy expounded by Jean-Jacques Rousseau held that at an early stage of human development, men tacitly agree to surrender their personal freedom of action in return for rights which society would protect? Akron or Lockport, a chance at this. All right, Ava from Akron.
Self-sacrifice?
Self-sacrifice, no. And Lockport, a chance at this one before we end the round. Give you a moment. All right, we're going to move on then. The answer to this one, social contract. Social contract. All right. And that'll do it for round three. That concludes our final round here in match 17 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. We're going to take another short break, and when we return, we will announce the winner of this evening's match. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store located on Route 31 in Middleport or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roy-Hart!
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. Conferplastics.com.
Want to keep up to date on everything happening in Niagara, Erie, Orleans, and the rest of Western New York? Then join Kevin Alleyong, Kevin from Pendleton, Sunday mornings at 9 for Let's Talk Western New York. Kevin and his guests will discuss current Western New York news, enjoy great music, have some fun, and tap into the various demographics, traditions, and cultures that make this an exciting place to live. That's Let's Talk Western New York, Sunday mornings at 9 on Hometown WLVL, 1340 AM.
Join me, Randy Jakes, and my co-host, Joe Calley, Saturday mornings from 7 to 10 a.m. on Dial-A-Deal. It's your chance to get great savings from local businesses, get something for yourself, or maybe a gift for someone else. Tune in Saturday mornings, and when you hear a deal that's right for you, call in. Grab your morning beverage of choice and hang out with us on Dial-A-Deal, right here on your hometown radio station, WLVL 1340 AM, or stream us worldwide on WLVL.com.
Take your seats. Time for another round of Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back we are back here with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and I want to give one more big thank you to our sponsors for this match: Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the Ice Jam tickets and public skate tickets for all the participants here tonight. So we had a very exciting round three, and in fact, the winning team, it really came down to the final question, so it was a very close match. In third place tonight, we have Akron with 100. In second place, Roy-Hart 115. And our winners tonight, congratulations, Lockport. You end the match with 120. So really, really close game here. Once again, Lockport 120, Roy-Hart 115, and Akron 100. Our next match will be on Tuesday, February 13th, Akron will return to face off against Clarence and North Tonawanda. So tune in for that. Once again, tonight's score, Lockport 120, Roy-Hart 115, and Akron 100. This is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and please have a great night, everyone.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the facts historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news. Let's see.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
All right, hang on. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. And short in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
You've been listening to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. For the complete season schedule and standings, go to WLVL.com.